USA Radio News.
A federal appeals court in San Francisco ruled against the Trump administration today, saying the government cannot immediately end the DACA program that gives undocumented immigrants a chance to live and work in the United States without threat of being deported. Police and FBI in Thousand Oaks, California are still searching for answers as to why a gunman would walk into a bar and kill at least 13 people, including a sheriff's sergeant. Republican Congressman Kevin McCarthy reacts to the news.
This is not my district, but not far. We need to find out what caused this and make sure this does not happen again.
And of course,
it's just devastating. It seems like it was pre-planned to walk the way he walked in, the reports early of putting out smoke bombs so people couldn't see and then just opening up fire.
Final numbers on Wall Street today. The Dow was up 10 points to close the day at 26,191. S&P 500 down 7 points. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, and through my longtime affiliation with the Libertarian and Republican parties, I've learned a thing or two about how politics and the economy really work. The writing's on the wall. All signs point to a major shift in investing as we know it. If you haven't started buying precious metals, you need to. Call now to order the Wayne Allyn-Root Precious Metals Investors Package, which includes six different silver coins from major mints around the world for only $99. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com/radio for more information.